This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. This is the Capricorn Adventure on a Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. And you and I are well within hashtag Escafteen Chronicles. Every Wednesday, this is what we do in the first hour of the show. But this afternoon, I did ask you, man, when you are on your lunch break, do you take work calls or conversations, or you set those boundaries clear that you do not work during lunchtime, right? No matter how hectic work might be. And to share a bit on that, I have given Solwana, the managing director at VHG HR and Payroll Consulting. Good afternoon, Given. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm good and you?
Good, good. Great to have this conversation with you again. I know it was not the same conversation, but thank you so much for taking your time and making time for us.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. So, I mean, Given, a lot of people, you know, don't like it when they're in a queue, but when they're supposed to be helped, the service provider says they're going to lunch. What do our labor laws, you know, say about lunchtime for workers?
Yeah, hey, I think the whole of South Africa wouldn't like it, or the whole world wouldn't like it, that you're just about to make a payment and all of a sudden, sorry, it's lunchtime. But what does the law say about it? It's very clear. This is an entitlement. It's law. We cannot rewrite it.
Yeah.
So therefore, it becomes an obligation to the employer to make sure that you comply with Chapter 2 of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, which speaks to your subsection 14. That talks about meal intervals, which is your breaks.
Mm.
It's an entitlement, and it's done mainly most of the time just for people to reset their mind and boost their energy levels. I mean, the quality of work also goes down if one consecutively works for 9 hours, 8 hours nonstop.
No, most definitely.
So it is a legal entitlement.
Oh, okay. Okay, interesting. And this is one of my favorite ones. Does it count as overtime when I work during my lunch break and I can raise it with management to claim?
Oh, yeah. You know what? First of all, let's agree that all time that has been worked must be paid. Simple as that. Okay? And most of the time, if you've got good claiming, you should have somebody always available to assist. You know, you can rotate your shift in a manner that always allows somebody to be available to provide a service, especially if you know your customers are normally increasing in their movement at a specific time.
Mm.
But because we plan poorly and we start normalizing exceptional circumstances, you know?
Yeah.
Exceptional circumstance might be that you perhaps got ill in the morning, you couldn't come to work, and now a colleague has to cover for you because now we don't have backup. You know,
yeah.
We can't rotate people for meal intervals.
Yeah, of course.
So now people start normalizing that, and now exceptional circumstances becomes every day.
Mm.
And that's when you know that, no, this is not supposed to work like that. And you're supposed to be paid for it. It's normal time, though. It wouldn't be overtime.
Oh,
unless
okay.
If you've worked over and above your normal
working hours,
then, because remember, yeah, definition of overtime is work. It's hours worked in excess of normal time. So if your normal time is 9 hours per day and you've worked in excess of that, then anything over and above that is overtime.
All right. No, I'm clear now with that. So another thing, I mean, some people, you know, work in line to, you know, show their bosses that, you know what, I'm here, I work under pressure, I'm your guy, I'm your go-to guy, right? And I mean, let's speak about that. If my line manager, you know, is upset that I refuse to work during my lunch break, can I get in trouble? And how can I handle it from an HR perspective?
Yeah, hey, and it's said that it happens all the time. And remember what I said in the beginning, it's an entitlement.
Uh-huh.
So the employee is under no obligation to be subjected to that kind of, you know, you're working through your lunchtimes every day.
Mm.
There must be a discussion, there must be an arrangement. And if now it's no longer negotiable, then obviously the employee has the right to report such to HR. And the reason being, remember, every company has its values, has its policies. So
yes.
If the manager is contravening the policies, surely someone needs to report it so that it can be addressed. It could be that maybe you really are lacking in resources and HR doesn't know. So if you're lacking, then something needs to be done and budget for extra resources so that people can have their rest periods.
No, most definitely. And before I let you go, Given, I mean, where, you know, or how important is it for employees to set those boundaries when it comes to their time at the office?
I would say exactly what I said before, practicing no to unlawful and unreasonable instructions, because it would be unlawful if it's against the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
Learn your policies, understand your company values, so that when you go and report deviations, at least you know that you've made reference to your company policies and your contractual clauses, you know?
Yeah.
So basically, it cannot be expected.
Oh,
of an employee to be doing that daily.
All right. We are taking notes here. They must know and they are listening. They are definitely listening. So, I mean, where can people get a hold of you and your services given?
Okay, they can visit us on our Facebook page. I think we are VHG HR and Payroll Consulting. And if they want to go onto our website, it's vhghrpayroll.co.za.
All right. Thank you so much for your time once again, Given, and may you have a great day further, yeah?
It's a pleasure, King Dash. Thank you very much for your listening.
Thank you so much. Oh, yes. And that was Given Solwana, the Managing Director at VHG HR and Payroll Consulting on today's Kaftin Chronicles.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.